Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad you guys came back to visit. Welcome to Mornings with Ken. Hey, you know what to do. Go grab that cup of coffee, that virtual donut, pull up a chair, kick off your shoes, and stay a while. I'm really glad you're here. Journey with me as we head into the deep, dark forest in California. Picture this in your mind. The thick trees, the forest, the brush, darkness with just a hint of a moonbeam coming through the trees. Yes, we are walking through the deep, dark forest of the redwood trees in California. Now picture this. Men dressed in garments with hoods, like those of a monk, covered in their garments with their hoods pull over their heads, marching through the woods. They approach a river. Many of them, perhaps 100 or more, they get in canoes and they begin to paddle towards the other side of the river. As they paddle through to the other side of the river, you begin to hear a faint chatting sound. They begin to chant. They begin to chant. Once they reach the other side of the river, the chanting increases. They exit their canoes. And they head through the dark, dark forest, still chanting in a language unknown. They march deeper into the dark forest. As we travel a ways back from them, we can see them marching towards a roaring fire. As we reach the fire, right there in front of us is a massive carving of a humongous owl. Those dressed in the robes take their place in front of the altar of the owl. The chanting has stopped and it becomes very quiet, except from the nightlife in the middle of the night.
Cuyahoga River on fire. What can you say? The impossible happens. What can you settle for? What can you live without? I remember the night I first darkened your door, and I swore that my heart pure.
All right, guys, I'm glad you stayed with me through that little introduction there. But today, excuse me, I'm going to talk about conspiracy theory. And one of my favorite conspiracy theories is something called the Bilderberg. The Bilderbergs. Now, the Bilderberg group was established in 1954. Some say it was established way before that, but most of the sources say 1954, the Bilderberg group was created. And the Bilderberg group is connected to the Bohemian Grove. And the Bohemian Grove, we'll get into that a little bit later. But the Bilderberg group is a group of hundreds of the most famous, or I should say the most powerful men of the world in each decade, each generation. So it is a meeting where the most powerful individuals get together once a year and plan the world events. Or try to, as they, I think they use the word, let's see, what is the word they use? Initiate world events. Now, this was a conspiracy for years, and all the naysayers would say it's not true, because the naysayers of conspiracy theories, They usually call people that believe in those wackos, crazy people, that the kind of people that believe in aliens. And they really dismiss us conspiracy people as crazy lunatics. But then once a conspiracy proves to be true, you never hear from them again on that conspiracy theory. But at one time, the Bilderberg group was thought to be just a conspiracy until they slowly were revealed. Until they were slowly revealed, I was saying. I got interrupted there for a moment. Sorry about that. But they were slowly revealed over time. And, so they meet once a year, and they change it up at different locations. They started out of the Netherlands. Where they were established, and they rotate different meetings. But it seems like once in a while they go back to California to the Bohemian Grove and have their larger gathering, or I should say the most secretive gathering. Their most secretive gathering in the Bohemian Grove, deep in the woods of California. And again, I don't mean to keep repeating myself. This was a conspiracy that people used to laugh at until it was revealed that it was true. When they were originally started, some people say their purpose was to stop another world war. They didn't want to have World War III. So some would say they were created, the Bilderbergs were created to stop any future massive world wars. I believe that was just a cover for their true purpose. And their true purpose really was a worldwide government, a new world order, one world order. Some of the people that are included in their groups or have been members of the groups are the who's who of the rich and powerful. Presidents, prime ministers, leaders from all over, about 19 countries, they say. So about 19 different countries are represented in the Bilderberg group. And the Rockefellers were a part of the original group. And they've been criticized in the media as not being transparent. Not being transparent and being very, very secretive of why they're meeting. They are so secretive that they don't even allow any notes to be taken. And no names are released to the media of who attends these events. However, there have been people who have illegally taken photographs of some of the people arriving near the Red Forest of California. And these include presidents, Ronald Reagan, all the different presidents, really, Ford, Nixon, JFK, Bill Clinton, Obama. I find it interesting that the only one that was not included into the Bilderbergers was Donald Trump. I find that very curious, very suspicious. So all the presidents since 1954 have attended the Bilderberg group in the Bohemian Grove, except Donald Trump. Very interesting. I don't think that's a mistake. I don't think that's an oversight. I think there's a reason for that. Again, they are so secretive that there has been a few attendees who arrived without their special ID. Their special ID to get into their Bohemian Grove meeting. And they've been turned away, even though the group knew who they were and could recognize them. They were not allowed to attend the meeting because they didn't have their special ID. And this is public knowledge as far as some of this information. You can't get paperwork on what they talk about. They won't release it. Again, I say they do not take notes, and they cannot if they wanted to quote another speaker that maybe had said something at the meeting that they wanted to repeat or agreed with, they cannot name that speaker. They can't say, well, George Bush said this. No, they could say, it has been said, blah, blah, blah. But they cannot name a speaker who made any statement by name. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like a conspiracy to me. Being so secretive, you can't really find out who all attends, and they won't release what they talk about. Even Fidel Castro, and now I know my listeners out there are going to say, well, why would you listen to anything Fidel Castro says? But Fidel Castro, of course, the leader of Cuba, has said they are a very sinister group that cannot be trusted, and they are seeking a new world order and a world without borders. And that's from Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro has said that. There have been protesters who have showed up near the entranceway to the woods where the movers and the shakers are going into. And they try to avoid having their picture taken. And in fact, security will run them off their property. And in fact, I just watched a documentary where two people were arrested because they were trying to take pictures of those arriving at the Bohemian Grove. And, you know, if you're not up to anything negative or anything bad or nefarious, Why so secretive? Now, it's been reported that the leaders that gather at this, again, they want to promote no more worldwide wars and promote a free market. I don't think that is at all true. I think that is totally a cover. Because if it was true, then why not promote it? And maybe give some talking points from the meeting. Rockefeller, David Rockefeller Jr. The Rockefeller family, through the generations, have all been a part of the Bilderbergers in Bohemian Grove. A reporter asked David Rockefeller Jr. about being part of the conspiracy with the Bilderbergers. And he responded as saying, if I'm being accused of being a part of the Bilderbergers, then I am guilty as charged. So some of them admit to being a part of it. Some of them won't admit as being a part of it and will deny it. Again, the movers and shakers around the world are part of this. When Tony Blair of Great Britain was Prime Minister, he attended. I've already mentioned Bill Clinton, Obama, Ronald Reagan, the Bush president, I can't think of his name, from Israel. I can't think of his name. I'll think of it later, but the heavy, important people from around the world attend this event. And again, why do you attend this event? You try to sneak in and go unnoticed in the darkness of the woods. You put on robes with hoods, like I'd say like Gregorian monks, and chant with hoods over your head, wearing these robes in the darkness of the night to a huge statue of an owl. Oh, speaking of an owl. And you have a fire going in front of the altar of the owl, and you chant something. And this is all true, folks. You can research this yourself. This stuff has come out. It is no longer a conspiracy. This stuff has been proven. And I know I'm going to mention someone's name here, and I don't agree with what this person says all the time, and he's been untrustworthy. But there's been other people besides him. I just don't have their name in front of me. And you can watch documentaries on it too. But anyway, Alex Jones, the infamous Alex Jones, who got himself in trouble with the Sandy Hook shootings. But he actually had a recording where, and you can watch the film. Well, you can't watch the film anymore because it's been taken down. I watched it for years on YouTube, but since it's been taken down, and I don't think it's because of his controversy, it's because the reality of it. But Alex Jones and his people actually illegally got into the property of Bohemian Grove where the Bilderbergers were at, and they have a little small pictures and video of the actual ceremony in front of the owl. And what they do, they perform a ceremony. It's the ceremony of the cremation of care. It's called the cremation of care. It's the special ceremony that they have in front of the owl at the altar. They call it the horned altar. So they refer to it as the horned altar, like a horned owl. And they perform the cremation of care ceremony, where as they're chanting, people off to the side bring a wrapped, what looks like a wrapped human body, like a mummy, wrapped up, but you could tell it's supposed to be a person's body. And then what they do, the other monk people that are dressed like monks walk and put that body into the fire, and they call it the cremation of care. Well, when Alex Jones, his people was filming this, and I know you're already, you know, saying, oh, Alex Jones, he's a nut, but this has been proven true. But on the audio version, you can hear before the cremation of care, you hear a loud female scream on the audio. A loud female scream. And then shortly after that, you see the wrapped, a wrapped body, supposedly that what looks like a body wrapped and placed on the altar as it burns, and then they continue chanting. And you can look that up. It's called the cremation of care. And they say it's so the leaders can clear their mind of all the cares that they have from all their duties as leaders from other countries. I'm not buying that at all. I don't buy that at all. Not at all. And again, if this was just a you know, boys being boys out in the woods, because I don't think any women are invited. So if this is just boys being boys out in the woods as grown-up men in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, performing a ceremony, why do they go through the chanting, the wearing of the robes, and the huge giant owl and the altar in front of the owl? Why is that all there? Why is all that there? Again, they say it's to prevent war and planning the future economies for all the different countries, what they want each country to go through in the next 10 years. And but I don't buy it because it's just too suspicious. Too suspicious to do this in the middle of the woods. It's a strange ceremony. And I will say, the owl statue, it could be traced back to the Canaanite religion, the Canaanites. And it's also usually associated with the demonic god Molech. You can find Molech in the Bible, and Molech was a statue of a god that they worshipped. I believe it was a demon. I honestly do believe it was a demon that they worshipped back in those days. So here we are, more than 2,000 years later, and the greatest minds and world leaders of all time are worshiping a god of the Canaanites, a god associated with Moloch, the demonic god Moloch. And Moloch was the god recorded in the Bible that the Canaanites would sacrifice their babies to. They literally would sacrifice their newborn babies and place them at the altar of Moloch and cut their throats to honor the demonic god Moloch. And over 2,000 years later, the greatest leaders in the world are still doing that? I mean, I'm not accusing them of sacrificing babies. That was not said. But performing a ceremony honoring the horned owl. Well, the horned altar of the owl. The cremation of care. So, I just want to throw that out to you as a conspiracy that has become true. Now, whether they admit to the spiritual side of it or not, I don't think they ever will. But now it is a known fact that the Bilderbergs do exist. They meet every year, and they have their weekend of boys being boys in the Bohemian Grove. And performing ceremonies. Oh, and there's other stuff I probably can't even mention. I'm not going to mention on Mornings with Ken, but let's just say it involves people without their clothes on. And and they're all men. So let's just leave it as that. But so there you have it. The truth about the Bilderbergers.
said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't.